Hey creators, I hope you're well. Welcome to The Creator Project. I'm your host, Jade Beeson, and today we are talking about the four things that I would love for you to do in 2024, which will help you grow on social media. So we're talking about multiple channels here, not just the one channel. And we're also talking about tips that are specific to 2024, because it's a new year, which I'm sure you're already aware of, but a new year means a different approach to social media because the landscape is ever, ever changing. So I'm going to dive right into it today, and I'm going to talk about the first thing that I would like for you to do in 2024, which will help you grow online. First thing is I want you to get clear on what your end goal is. Okay? Gone are the days where we are just trying to grow for growth's sake. I don't want to hear, okay, well, my goal is that I want 10,000 followers, or my goal is that I want 100,000 subscribers. Why? Why do you want those things? Really dig deep. The reason why I'm saying this is because a lot of the time, when you dig deep into why you actually want to grow, you realize that you don't actually need to grow to achieve your end result. So for example, sometimes I work with brands and they'll say, okay, I want to grow because I want to make more sales, right? And if I have a bigger audience, I'm going to make more sales. That's not always the case though. Of course, a bigger audience will help you with that. But you know what else is really going to help you is reach. You making sure that you're reaching a large group of people. That doesn't necessarily mean that you're growing your audience. You're just reaching a large group of people. That is going to help you grow because then more people become aware of your product. Or maybe you are already reaching a large group of people. So actually your problem isn't why aren't they following me, but your problem is more about why aren't they buying from me. And if that's the case, then your goals have to be centered on conversions. You need to be centered on how you're actually converting the people who are seeing your content into buyers versus followers. Right? That's just one example though. I'll give you another one. I'm in the mood for examples today. Let's say you are someone who's building a community online, kind of like The Creator Project, actually. We are an online community of content creators. So let's say you're a similar kind of business model, you're a similar type of creator. You might be telling yourself, well, my main goal for this year is growth because I want my community to get bigger. That is completely fair and that can completely be your objective. But if we dive deeper into why you want your community to be bigger, you might realize that actually that's not the right objective for you. You might realize that you want your community to be bigger because you want to have better conversations with them. You want there to be deeper engagement. And if that's the case, then actually your focus should be on engagement and probably not on growth. Right? So those are just a few examples. By no means am I saying that your objective can't be growth, because it can. I'm just saying to dig a little bit deeper, because you might realize that actually you're focusing on the wrong thing. So the first thing I want you to do to grow this year is to dig deeper on your goals. And I want you to get clear on what the end goal is. When you get that clarity, it will be so much easier to figure out how you're going to get there. And as I said, you might realize that the path in which you take to get there doesn't actually involve growing. Sorry guys, there is, if you can hear a little bit of noise in the background, like dragging in the background, I'm so sorry, it's one of my neighbors. It's one of those situations where I always think that people get louder when I record a podcast episode, but in reality, it's just that I become incredibly aware of every sound around me when I'm filming an episode. All right, so the second thing that I'm gonna want you to do is to utilize AI. Every time I talk about AI, I kind of wanna like roll my eyes at myself, because you know when something is such a buzzword that it just becomes a bit insufferable? We're not there yet with AI, but we're on our way. It's like when Web3 was a thing and NFTs were a thing. And every time I heard it, I was like, oh my God. But the thing is with AI is that I don't think it's going to go anywhere. And it is already having quite a significant impact on our industry. So we do need to talk about it, guys. It's also pretty exciting. I'm being a bit of a queen negativa, but it is actually pretty exciting. So when I say utilize AI, what I'm referring to here is using AI to enhance your production process. Enhance is a key word. It should not be replacing any part of your content creation or production process, okay? You should not be sending prompts to ChatGPT, which sound like, hey, ChatGPT, come up with the idea of my next YouTube video and write a script for it. And then you sit down and read the script. I cannot stress enough how much I do not want you to do that, okay? You will end up sounding incredibly cheesy, one, because honestly, ChatGPT's default tone of voice is corn. It is the corniest thing in the world. Like, it is ridiculous. So that's one reason why I don't want you to do that. But also, you are not going to sound like yourself. And I'm going to talk a little bit later as to why that is such a problem for 2024. So I want you to use AI to enhance the production process. So you might be wondering, all right, Jade, that sounds great, but like, how do I do that? Like, what are you referring to? So I just mentioned the way in which I don't want you to use ChatGPT to just come up with an idea and write a whole script for you. We don't want to do that. However, you can use ChatGPT to actually enhance or speed up the production process for you. For example, I write my own video prompts for my YouTube videos. I like to make sure that the strategies that I'm teaching in my YouTube videos are unique, and I try my best to ensure that I'm including stuff that you've potentially not heard before, right? So I write those myself. What I might do though is take those notes, enter them into ChatGPT and tell it to create an email newsletter based on them, right? So I might tell it, hey, ChatGPT, create a 700 word newsletter based on these notes, and then it will write it up for me. I guarantee it will not be right straight away. First of all, as I mentioned, tone of voice, super corny. So I'm going to have to work on that. I either will send additional prompts, which say, make it less cheesy, or, you know, mirror this tone of voice, and then I'll explain what my tone of voice is. Or I will take what it's given me and I will kind of edit it myself, or my marketing coordinator, Hayley, will take over that process for me, right? But that's one way in which you're using your original content, your original ideas, but you're using AI to enhance the production process, and you're making it easier for you to repurpose some of your content. There are also AI tools which make editing your content quicker. YouTube is working on a brand new app that will make it easier for you to edit your videos, whether a long form or short form, and utilizes AI to do loads of really cool things, such as remove the background noise from your videos. And I've heard it in action, and it is incredible. So think about using tools like that. There are also tools which can take your long form landscape videos that you share on YouTube or wherever else and cut them into short form clips for YouTube Shorts or for TikToks or for Reels. Is every single clip that that tool uses or creates going to be perfect? No, absolutely not. But every now and then it might share a piece of content with you that is actually great that you want to repurpose. So there are tons of tools out there. I'll have a think if there's any that I truly, truly believe in that I want to recommend. The YouTube app that I'm referring to isn't available to all users just yet. But if there are any additional ones, I will add them in the description. But if there aren't many in the description, it's just because I don't feel confident about some of the tools enough. Only exception to that is ChatGPT. Other ones, I'm still very much in the testing process, but I want you to do a similar thing. I want you to start testing tools. I want you to adopt like a test and learn mindset, you know? And if you're still hesitant towards doing that, let me just say this. If we don't start utilizing these tools, we put ourselves at risk of being left behind, because other creators are already utilizing these tools to produce better quality content and to do it quicker. So just think about that for a bit. Hey creators, do you have any burning questions which you really want answered? For example, are you unsure on how to increase your engagement on Instagram? Or maybe you're debating whether to start a membership? Or perhaps you're confused as to which camera you should buy next or what microphone you need to start your podcast. Well, you are in luck, because we have the answers. Every Tuesday, we invite you to submit your questions over on our Instagram at thecreatorproject_. Do not forget the underscore. We select one question to answer every single week, and we provide detailed answers to that question in our email newsletter. So make sure you follow us on Instagram and submit your questions, and you also sign up to our newsletter to make sure you see the answers. Links to both our Instagram and our newsletter are available in the show notes. All right, third thing that I'm going to want you to do to help you grow this year is to pick your channels wisely. This is relevant to everyone. If you are someone who is considering starting a new social media channel this year, if you're someone who's already on multiple social media channels, then you need to listen to this tip, because I want you to review the channels you're on, and I want you to review your plans to join a new channel this year. The reason why is because one of the biggest mistakes that creators make is that they try to do too much. There is so much pressure on us to be on multiple platforms and to create endless amounts of content and to be consistent on every platform and for all the content to be high quality and blah, blah, blah. Like, there's so much pressure on us. And honestly, it is almost impossible for anyone to be on more than two social media channels and run them well. So to create good quality content and to upload consistently and to engage consistently on two or more channels, if you have a full-time job, it is very, very difficult. I should know, I did it for a while and it was hard. And I was even on furlough for half that time and I still struggled. my God, do you remember furlough? What a blast from the past, right? A lot of people fall into the trap of comparing themselves to other creators. And then when they do that, they're like, well, that creator uploads content every single day across multiple platforms. Like, you've got to remember that a lot of creators do this full time, myself included. And I have a marketing coordinator who helps me with all this content as well. So just keep that in mind. If I still had my full-time job, there is no way I would manage to create anywhere near as much content as I currently create. Like, it's currently 10:30 in the morning on a Thursday, and I'm just batching a bunch of podcast episodes. I would not be able to do that if I had a full-time job. I also sometimes catch myself because I'm like, I do have a full-time job. This is my full-time job, but you know what I mean. Now, if you are in the situation where you are considering starting a new channel this year, maybe you want to try out Pinterest or TikTok or LinkedIn, right? What I want you to do before you do that is to critically review your current processes for your existing channels. I always say that the golden rule is you don't want to start a new social media channel until you feel like the current ones that you're on are easy to manage. Now, obviously, easy is a strong word, but it's the best way for me to get this point across. Let's say, for example, you are on Instagram and TikTok right now, and you're considering starting a YouTube channel. You want to feel like the ideation, the production, the scheduling of your Instagram and your TikTok are fairly easy. You've got into a good flow. You know when you're creating, you know how to create content that your audience likes, and you know how to post it and be consistent. And it doesn't feel anywhere near as challenging as it did when you first started those channels. If/when you feel that way, then that is a good opportunity to introduce a new social media channel. Because the thing is, when you go on a new channel, it's going to take up majority of your time. Even if it doesn't require as much content as your other channels, even if you don't have an audience there yet, if you want to truly grow on that channel, you need to immerse yourself on it. You need to understand how it works. You need to be sharing a lot of content so you get some good practice and you get to know what your audience likes. It's going to start to take up a lot of your time. So you need to be able to find that time so that you give this new channel a real go of it, you know? Sometimes what we do is we assume that this new channel will only take as much time as our existing channels take, but that's not the case. It's going to take more time, right? On the other hand, if you are someone who is already on multiple channels and you're not necessarily looking to start a new channel, I do want you to also look at the channels that you're on. Do they all feel difficult? Because if they all feel difficult, you might want to think about where you spend your time and your energy and focusing on a couple. I'm not going to tell you to stop posting on one or two of them. What I will tell you though is to rank them. So if you are on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok, I want you to rank them in terms of importance to you, in terms of channels that you prefer to be on, in terms of channels where your audience are, right? Rank them by importance, because that will make it easier for you to figure out which channels you're focusing on, because there will be times when you're going to need to focus on one over the other, right? And if you rank them based on importance, it's going to make it easier for you to do that. Also, before we move on to the last thing, if you're thinking about your channel mix this year, don't sleep on Threads or LinkedIn. I talk about this in my 2024 social media trends video, which I'll link to below, but do not ignore these social media platforms, because I predict that they're going to see a lot of love this year. All right. So the fourth and final thing that I would like you to do this year to grow on social media is to really focus on showing your personality. Let me explain. There are more creators and more businesses on social media than ever before, which I personally love. Let's not see this as a negative. It doesn't mean there's no space for you. Let's put on our abundance hat and remember that there are billions of people in the world, and there being thousands of creators doesn't suddenly mean that there's not enough people to consume their content. Like, that's not how things work. There's more than enough attention to go around for everyone. But let's also be realistic. There are more creators than ever before. And because there are more creators, and because various AI tools are making it even easier for creators to enter the industry and also to create even better quality content, we all need to make sure that we are really focusing on the thing that makes us unique so that we can stand out from the crowd and make sure that we are actually attracting the people we want to attract to our content. That thing, guys, is your personality. I know it's so corny to say, but this really is the case. A lot of people will ask themselves, how do I stand out from the crowd? Like, how do I do it? In such a oversaturated, I'm using air quotes, but you can't see me because this is a podcast, but I am using air quotes, such an oversaturated market. And everyone always forgets that we are quite literally born with something that makes us stand out, and that is our personality. Whether we want it to or not, it will help us stand out. Everyone is unique. Dial into that personality. Be the same person you are around your friends and family when you're in front of your microphone or when you're in front of your camera. I know that might sound daunting. It takes a bit of practice, but it's completely possible. Start by leaving in your bloopers. If you mess up and then you kind of laugh at yourself, leave that in, right? Just start by leaving in moments like that. If you are a business and you're listening to this, you might think this isn't relevant to you, but it is. It is very relevant to you too. It is a different way that you go about this though, because you're not born with a personality, because, oh, I mean, maybe you are in some ways. Sometimes it's a bit more intentional, right? You have to craft your personality when you're a business or a brand. You need to craft your tone of voice and you need to get clear on what your brand's personality is. Brand personality is a thing. Though, don't sleep on it. It is literally a part of your branding, and it's important that you take the time to figure out what yours is, write it down, and make sure that anyone who produces content, whether it's video content, audio content, written content, every single person who has a hand in producing content for your brand needs to make sure that they are completely clear on what your brand's tone of voice and personality is. The only way that you're going to get this personality across and stand out from others is if it's consistent across all of your content outputs. All right, guys, that is it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful. Do share it with someone else who you think would get value from it if you did. And I will love you and leave you and speak to you in the next episode. You've just listened to an episode of The Creator Project. We upload new episodes every single week. So if you've not hit that subscribe or follow button yet, then what are you doing? Be sure to hit subscribe or follow before you leave so that you don't miss out on our new content. If you feel like supporting our podcast, we would absolutely love it if you could leave us a review and share our podcast with someone else who might get value from it. Don't forget to hit us up on our socials. Links can be found in the show notes. Thanks again. We'll speak soon.